This is Matt Webb. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, new data released today shows Cambridge is one of the cities in the UK most likely to be hit by crimes such as burglary. That's according to Money Supermarket's annual burglary claims tracker. The leading price comparison website analysed over 2 million home insurance quotes run on its website over the last 2 years to identify the postcodes with the highest and lowest rate of claims for home contents theft within a 5-year period. The Cambridge CB5 postcode came in second place, rising sharply from last year's 12th position with a rate of just over 51 claims per 1,000 quotes. Meanwhile, the CB4 postcode came in ninth with just over 45 claims. Joining me on the line now to discuss the findings is Kevin Pratt, Head of Consumer Affairs at Money Supermarket. Hello to you.
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad. First of all, why do you think the numbers for Cambridge are so high?
Well, there are a variety of factors at play, I think. I think as a burglar, you want two things. You want to be able to get your hands on something valuable that you can liquidate into cash. And secondly, you don't want to get caught. So you're looking for a perfect storm of factors that will help you go about your deeds. If you look at the CB5 and CB4 postcodes, which feature in our top 10 of the areas making the most claims for burglary in recent years, they're nice places and they have very good communication links. So people can commit burglary and then get away. But they also have transient populations, so that strangers don't stand out because there's so many people moving around the place. There's quite a lot of rented accommodation as well, which might not be as securely looked after as properties that are owned. So all these factors combine and help to push up the number of claims made for burglary.
And what trends stuck out for you nationally?
Well, we've seen a division between the kinds of places that attract burglars. There are inner-city postcodes which feature in our top 20, where they're very densely populated, and as I say, strangers aren't readily noticeable, and people don't challenge people who might be acting suspiciously. The other side is more towards the leafy suburbs, where perhaps people commute into a nearby city during the day, leaving their properties vacant and therefore vulnerable to attack.
And why are the value of claims submitted in the winter higher than those submitted in the summer?
We think that's primarily because people buy gifts in the run-up to Christmas. And burglars know that, so that they know that if they break into a property, there's a likelihood that there will be expensive items, either for gifts within the family, so parents might be buying something for the children, or people buying gifts for friends and relations who live elsewhere, but they're stored in the property until they're given at Christmas. So it's a busy time of year for burglars because they know that they might be able to lay their hands on stuff. So that means that time of year, and indeed year round, you've got to think about ways of protecting your property.
Do you think it's going to lead to house insurance premiums soaring in Cambridge?
I think insurance companies will be aware of the problem, but there's a lot that individual households can do to reassure the insurance companies that they're taking steps to minimise the risk of burglary. So if you can say to your insurance company, look, I've fitted locks on my doors and windows, I've joined a neighbourhood watch, I've got a working burglar alarm, that means that that household is taking the risk of burglary very seriously. And an insurance company will often reward you with discounts. If, for example, you join the Neighbourhood Watch, you might be able to win a 5% discount off your contents insurance premium. So people should be shopping around to make sure that they've got the very best deal on their insurance, and they'll do that by paying a lot of attention to the security of their property.
What would you advise people to do and how to protect their homes? Because we see lots of adverts on the television for security systems, and some of them tend to be better than others. What sort of advice would you give to people?
Well, when you shop for insurance, the insurance company will tell you very often, say we're talking about a burglar alarm, you can't just fit any old burglar alarm. You have to have one that's recognised as being of a certain quality. And the insurance quotation form you'll see on our site will actually specify the type of burglar alarm that you can fit in order to achieve a discount on your insurance. And also, crucially, you'll need to maintain that alarm. So you can't just fit it and forget it. You've got to maintain it. You've got to have a contract with someone who will come out and service it on a regular basis so that it can be, you can rest assured that it is working and it's going to do its job for you.
Now, as most people in Cambridge know, my girlfriend's neighbour's house was targeted by a burglar last year. It led to me tackling him, actually, as he left the property and I captured him. Now, he was sentenced to over 2 years in prison. Now, I'm an ex-special constable, so I was trained, but I'm sure you wouldn't recommend that sort of course of action to a general member of the public.
I think the golden rule is to keep yourself safe. So if you come home and you see burglars in your property, if you've got a phone on you, phone the police immediately, or go to a neighbour's house and phone the police. Don't go in and challenge them, because you don't know whether that person has a knife, or whether they can be, if they're in your kitchen, whether they'll grab a knife. You have to weigh that very, very serious risk against the loss you'll suffer if they get away. So my advice would be, I mean, congratulations to you for doing what you did, but my advice would be, think very, very carefully before you challenge somebody. And if you're in the house and somebody breaks in, do what you can to alert the police immediately. Phone 999 if you can from your mobile. Keep your phone with you if you're in bed. And then you can always phone somebody if you think that somebody's broken in downstairs.
And are there any simple things that people can do to boost security? You've touched upon security alarms. A lot of people might not necessarily be able to afford them. What sort of basic things can you recommend people do?
Well, if you go out in the evening, put the lights on, draw the curtains so that the property looks occupied. If you go on holiday, don't post an image of yourself on a beach. If there's any possibility that somebody might be able to link that photograph with your address and work out that you're not there, because that will mean that they think the property is vacant and they'll go around and see if they can break into it. Even something is making sure that you lock the door behind you when you go out. That's probably the most basic act that people can take. Don't leave windows open. Even on a glorious hot summer's day, if you pop down to the shops, lock the windows behind you, because if somebody gets in, then it causes all manner of emotional, financial problems, and it's simply not worth the risk of leaving your house vulnerable.
I've noticed that actually going into shops these days, they do these wonderful light timers that you can set to come on when you're not at home. Things like that then are really simple things that can help.
Yeah, the mechanical ones like that are available, and these days you can also download apps to your phone so that you can control lights, you control curtains, you can even control your central heating from a location anywhere else in the world. So say you're delayed coming home one evening and it's dusk and you'd normally be back by now with the curtains drawn, you can actually use your app to automatically close the curtains, switch the lights on, and to all intents and purposes, to a passerby, the house is occupied. And most burglars won't enter a house if they think there's somebody there, because it increases the likelihood that they'll be caught. So they'll pass by and look for somewhere else. So definitely, you're absolutely right, that's worth looking into.
Now, we touched upon home security. I suppose all of these points are valid if you own a business as well.
Oh, absolutely. We've seen an increase, and the police have seen an increase, in what might be termed commercial burglaries in recent years, because most businesses these days have computer systems, they'll have laptops, they'll have stuff that people can carry away. So that makes offices a target. Shops, retailers are also targets, warehouses, factories, because people just want to get hold of stuff that they can sell on and raise cash. So anybody running a business needs to pay full attention to the security of their premises. And they'll find that their insurance company or their insurance broker will be very happy to talk to them about ways in which they can improve their security.
Well, Kevin, it's been fantastic talking to you today. Thank you very much for joining me on Cambridge 105. And I'm sure a lot of people who are listening today will take your advice and hopefully bolster their security either at home or in the workplace. Thank you very much.
Thank you.